Cillie Lloyd from Unity Books, good morning.
Good morning.
You have been reading A Place for Everything, The Curious History of Alphabetical Order by Judith Flanders.
Yeah.
That's an interesting title.
Well, it's a very stimulating and thorough history, and it's for more people than just the tidy nicks who alphabetized their pantry spices back in April. And it's for more people than data managers and publishers. It's just a terrific history, actually. So she provides the story of the alphabet and sorting for retrieval. That's her thing. She has a taste for the offbeat, so it's absolutely chock-a-block full of wonderful stories. And she's a meticulous, theme-specific historian with books about Christmas and murder and housing and Victoriana behind her. And this book takes the course of a narrative timeline from sort of 3,000 years BC, the Mesopotamia's Sumerian cuneiform, very large alphabet used by the elites of religion and government. And what Flanders does is she looks at what the riffraff were doing, what were the working class doing, what were the uneducated traders and soldiers doing, and what they were doing was adapting and abbreviating this huge alphabet to suit themselves. And it's actually from this is one of the important things about the book, it's actually from this that our own Western alphabet of 26 symbols descends. So it was the workers, and it's great really to discuss the second part of the book, which is The Curious History of Alphabetical Order. She backfills with all the other hundreds of different kinds of ordering information that we've ever used. Fabulous detail, including Robert Cotton, who denominated his manuscripts with the names of the busts of the Roman emperors above his bookcases, but also ordinary things like the invention of the lever arch file. You know, so she's wonderful in this respect. The Diamond Sutra, the world's first known block printed book, 600 years before Gutenberg, and this made my heart sing, the unassuming 16th century London bookseller who started a revolution really by classifying authors by their last name, which we still follow now, of course. So it's interesting. I mean, for us, alphabetizing is completely ubiquitous. It's so normal we don't even think about it. But actually, that normalcy's got this long and complex history before it rose to prominence. And
I just can't imagine life without alphabetization. So where did it really start to take? Of course, you've got to remember how, you know, widespread literacy, especially in the written form, is actually relatively new. We just sort of take it for granted, don't we? But we're talking a few centuries, aren't we, really, for the great unwashed, for most of us.
Yeah.
But I just...
The Romans ran their empire with no need for alphabetization. To the medieval Christians, any classification that placed archangel after angel and God after them both was just unthinkable. But it actually wasn't until about 300 BC when the Library of Alexandria under Ptolemy II grew into this complete and total chaos of hundreds of thousands of scrolls, which couldn't be sorted. And someone said, well, let's try the alphabet.
Okay,
maybe.
So it is quite old.
Yeah.
Look, it's a wonderful intellectual exercise as well, isn't it? Because it actually comes to how we sort information.
Yeah, but also that it isn't in the hands of the elite. Mm. That anyone who had a grasp of the alphabet could sort and could classify and could retrieve. And so it was no longer with the church and the state elite. To her cover, I don't know if you've had a look at this, but the cover artwork is from the 1430s, and it's depicting peasants who are sweeping up and collecting letters of the alphabet. So she's looking at the whole thing as right all the way through from those times to hypertext now.
She's saying the tech age is a whole different level, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's saying it's a tool. We think, therefore, we sort, and it's in the hands of the people, and it always has been in a funny way.
Is it the sort of book you can sit and read cover to cover, or are you more likely to delve in and out periodically? I mean, how does it read?
Well, I raced it because I was reading a novel, but it had already been reviewed and I had switched to this, so I had to race read it. But it is very dippable, and of course it's got a great index because this is the history of indexing as well. And it's got amazing footnotes which are very satisfying, both in the text, in the pages, and as a big section at the back. And it's illustrated as well. Yeah, it's dippable, very, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Tilly. Tilly Lloyd from Unity Books. A Place for Everything, The Curious History of Alphabetical Order by Judith Flanders. Picador hardback, $40, the price.